My brothers and sisters in Christ, Philip asks one of the greatest questions of Jesus of all time, and that is that he wants to see the Father. This is our great desire as Catholics, as Christians. We want to see the Father who created us, and only those who go to heaven, only those who go to heaven will see the Father. No one else gets to see him. And so Philip, it's beginning to dawn on him that this is what Jesus has come to reveal to him. And yet Philip is still blind, isn't he? Here is Jesus standing right in front of him, revealing the Father to him. The Father is truly present there, and yet he's still distracted, We should have that desire in our hearts, my brothers and sisters, to actually see God, to see the Father, and it is only through Jesus that we will ever be able to see the Father, to know him, to love him. How is it that we can understand Jesus, be closer to him, draw close to him, hear his voice, hear him speaking to us, have that much deeper relationship with him? Well, the best way that we can imagine at doing that is to know the person who knew him the best. There was nobody closer, as we know, to Jesus himself. Nobody knew him better than the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary had Jesus in her womb for 9 months. She knew him intimately. As a little boy, think about all those days that she must have had with him. All the little running around and the little mishaps that he must have had when he fell. How she fed him. And how she saw him grow up through all his teenage years. And our Lord into his 20s. And how the Blessed Mother stood by him. And then we know very clearly she's there throughout the Gospels. Throughout the Gospels. She was always there from the moment he started his work. His first miracle was at her request. And we know that all the other apostles abandoned Jesus at the most harsh time in his life when he died on the cross. And yet, what happened? Our Blessed Mother stood there faithfully. And she was there at the resurrection and when the Holy Spirit shook the whole church and came down. So nobody knows Jesus better than the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so if we have a desire in our heart to draw close to Jesus so that we can see the Father, that's what we really want to do. We can do no better than to draw close to Mary and ask for her help. And there is a serious commitment that a person can make, if they so desire, to belong totally to Mary, so that we can be her children just like Jesus was. Just as Jesus gave us to her and her to us, we can make a more firm commitment and an act of giving ourselves to her through what is called a consecration. This has been in practice in the church for centuries, and we could actually say since the beginning of the church very easily, because we know that we would have to overturn the foundations of Christianity if we said that there wasn't always a devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. There always was. John was the first one. He took Mary into his home, it says right there in his own handwriting, and she stayed with him. And so taking Mary into our homes and becoming more devoted to her in order that we could know Jesus more fully, in order that his kingdom may come on earth and as it is in heaven, and that we can go with him to heaven, we can make this act of consecration. And I want you to know that Father Eli has allowed our parish to do this, and John Berger has worked very hard as well to get the consecration to Mary, consecration to Jesus through Mary, we say, established. It will begin tomorrow. It's actually the feast day of St. Louis Marie Grignon de Montfort tomorrow, who St. John Paul II was very devoted to. And it changed St. John Paul II's life. He says that very clearly, that when he made that consecration to Jesus through Mary, it changed his whole life. And you could see it in his theology. In all of his works, he always references the Blessed Virgin Mary and has several letters about the Blessed Virgin Mary that we can read, pointing the way to Jesus and Mary. Mother Teresa of Calcutta made this consecration. St. Padre Pio was very devoted. St. Maximilian Kolbe, the list goes on and on and on of our heroes. They made consecrations to Jesus through Mary. And the door is open to us. If we want to see the Father, Philip has those words, I want to see the Father. That door is open to us, especially through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And there's going to be a table outside in the gathering space where we can visit about this, about the consecration and what it entails. And there's a talk tomorrow night, 7 p.m. here at the church, where we'll talk about it more extensively. But our desire, our burning desire, is to be able to be close to Jesus. And Mary knows that way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Mary knows that way, that truth and that life, better than any of us. And she wants to share that with us, especially as we come to Jesus at Mass and draw close to him in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus is really, truly present here, and the Father is with him. And so let's draw close to him and ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to help us to see him and to love him as he deserves from us. We prepare our hearts to receive Jesus in this Eucharist now.